How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 41 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is Jesus Lifted Up. John 3:14-15 says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Our text today is John 12:20-36. "Now, among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, 'Sir, we wish to see Jesus.' Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, 'The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name.' Then a voice came from heaven, 'I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again.' The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, 'An angel has spoken to him.' Jesus answered, 'This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself.' He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, 'We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man?' So Jesus said to them, 'The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.'" Today, we have a monumental but often misused statement by Jesus Christ found in John 12:32. "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." Notice the context surrounding Jesus' statement. When the disciples informed Jesus that some Greeks wanted to see him, he responded by saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Immediately after this statement, Jesus describes a kernel of wheat falling to the ground, dying and producing fruit. Obviously, Jesus is referring to his own death, as he later states that it was for this purpose that he came. God honors Jesus' willingness to glorify his name through dying on the cross, and speaks these words of approval for his disciples to hear. "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." Jesus' statement about being lifted up follows shortly after, all within the context of his imminent death on the cross. Observe these comments on John 12:32 by Leon Morris. "And I" is emphatic. This is a work for Christ and no other. In this gospel, lifted up refers to the cross. And here, the meaning is made indisputable by the next verse. "He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die." "Draw" is used elsewhere in this gospel to bring about the truth that people do not naturally come to Christ. It is only as God works in one's soul and draws one that one can come to Christ. Therefore, Jesus' death on the cross will be what draws all people to himself. Many people have used Jesus' statement to mean that if we lift Jesus up in worship, he will draw all people to himself, However, that is not the full intended meaning of Christ's words. While God does inhabit the praise of his people, and worshiping God is powerful, the biblical meaning of John 12:32 is Jesus' death at Calvary. David Guzik notes the following concerning the phrase, "If I am lifted up from the earth." The verb used for lifted up, the ancient Greek word hypsothenai, has a deliberate double meaning. It means both a literal elevation, as in being raised up on the cross, and exaltation, being raised in rank or honor. We don't lift up Jesus with our praises in the sense he means here. He was lifted up on the cross, and we proclaim that fact to the world. We lift up Jesus by proclaiming his death on the cross. As we praise him for dying for our sins, it will be his sacrificial death that draws people into a saving relationship with him. Now consider these questions. What can you learn today from Jesus' desire to glorify the Father? How can your fulfillment of God's will for your life bring glory to God? In what ways can Jesus use your proclamation and praise of his death on the cross to draw people to himself? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.